proudly on my window next to my VAP sticker.
I haven't yet, Tim.
You haven't got it yet?
Well, ever since we moved, my mail lady, it's the same mailbox.
Yeah.
But I swear, it's... if you get it back, Tim, it doesn't mean I don't live here, but...
That's why I asked for your current address. We met.
I know you did, but I'm telling you, you might get it back. I haven't seen it yet.
I only mail them to WBCCI members, so yeah.
Tim,
what's that?
Tim, you're not a WBCCI member, so you can't comment on that.
You let the cat out of the bag. Hey, I got
on the forums. It's really interesting that there's people that automatically come up and say, "Hey, you're not a WBCCI member. You're not allowed to comment on WBCCI issues." And it's like, look, it's our air forums. It's open. Everybody can have their opinion. It's free to do that.
There you go.
And now, I should this should go on record. I am a WBCCI member.
1936. I know.
That's
I know.
Right. And I have concerns just like you do. But I'm
actually hoping it sends a message that if the president of a unit, the immediate past president of a unit, all of a sudden sees the issues that are before him, and I'm not going to give the $55 to the international guys anymore, but people can. But yeah, I just want to tell everybody it was a very, very hard decision. I agonized it over for a few days before I decided to hit that button.
All right. All right, I didn't mean to pull that string again. Gosh darn it.
I gotta watch that string one. Right now.
I know, it's too tender there. I think we got Scott and Kathy Allen on. Did we get you guys in?
Yeah, I'm here. I've got the headset, but she's right next to me.
Okay, what are we going to hand it back and forth kind of a deal?
That'll work.
All right.
See, we can also save Kathy for our future show of the wives of it.
The wives of airstreamers.
That's right.
There you go. Well, Scott, why don't you tell us a little about yourself and how you come to meet Colin?
Well, I'm an architect in Des Moines, Iowa, and we've been airstreamers for about 5 or 6 years now, and we've been looking for a vintage airstream from the very beginning, and we ran across a location in Des Moines, or actually in Davenport, Iowa, that leased Airstreams. So we leased an Airstream for about 3 years, and actually we leased three different ones. And we ended up then purchasing an Airstream because we just couldn't quite find one that we were looking for. And then along the way, a lot of our club members pointed out some Airstreams that I might be interested in, and we kept looking around for those. And just wasn't quite the right trailer, and then I at one of our forums or one of our rallies, we ran across a 1955 Flying Cloud, and Kathy just fell in love with that trailer, and we just heard the VAP, and Colin had a 55 Flying Cloud, and that's basically the beginning of the story, right there.
Wow, so you just happened to tune in when he mentioned he found one. And that's the very one you guys fell in love with.
That's right. We had our 50th anniversary of our club just the weekend before, and I think it was about October, like the 8th, 9th of October, and I contacted Colin on like the October 13th about just to see what trailers he had on hand, and that's how we connected.
Very good. Let me ask Kathy there if you want to hand her the
okay. You bet.
This will be interesting, huh? Back and forth.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. This is Tim and Colin and Rob.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Colin. Hi, Tim. Hi, Rob.
So your husband there says that you fell in love with the 55 Flying Cloud before you knew about Colin's. What drew you to that model?
We'd wanted to be vintage, and I walked into Barry's trailer, just a marvelous trailer, and had the wonderful whale tail on the back, and walked in, and it had the green Zolotone on the inside, and it was open. It didn't feel like it was chopped up like some of the other trailers that we'd seen. It's